Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. Remember, by Avram Goldhar, and today Masechus Ksubas Daf Nun Vav, the fifth parak of Alpi. The Zichud Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, Ravin asks, Niknas halachupa, but nivola mahu. What's the halacha according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah if the kala entered the chupa but did not have bia with the chasan? When Rabbi Elazar said that only a nesu is entitled to the Tosefta's ksuba, is it because chiba's chupa kona, the affection that results from the chupa, is what acquires the Tosefta's for her? Or is it because chiba's bia kona, it's the affection that comes from the bia that acquires the Tosefta's for her? The Gemara brings a proof from a brisa that states the reason for Rabbi Elazar's ruling is shul kasavla ela chiba's laila harishon, because he wrote the Tosefta's for her only on the affection that occurs the first night. Now this makes sense if one says chiba's chupa kona, for that's why it said the first night, since the night they enter the chuppah is always the first night. But if one says chibas bia kona, then does bia only happen on the first night and not afterwards? Not at all, since sometimes it takes place on a subsequent night. This answer is unsuccessfully challenged. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah said that a chassan can reduce the amount in the ksuba by having the kal write a receipt that she has been partially paid. The Gemara infers that this works because it was written down, aval al peh, lo, but if she was mochel part of the payment orally, the reduction would not take effect, and ask why. Davar shebamamonu, it's a monetary matter, and we've heard that Rabbi Yudah holds davar shebamamon to nol kayim. With respect to a monetary matter, a tanai stands, even if it contradicts what's written in the Torah. For it was taught in the Brice, if one says to a woman, your mukadesh is to me on condition that you shall have no claim upon me, for share ksusva una, food, clothing, or marital relations, harza mukadesh is to no batal. She is thereby mukadeshes and the tanai is batal, divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah says, "Bedavish b'mamun to nalkayim." With respect to a monetary matter, the tanai stands. So why does Rabbi Yudah say that the woman must write a receipt instead of waving the ksuba orally? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yudah holds that a ksuba is derabbanan, the chamim asu chizuk divrem yosim mishal Torah, and the chamim strengthen their enactments more than they did to obligations from the Torah. And point number three, in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis, Rabbi Meir said that if one attempts to reduce the amount of the ksuba, harzo bila znus, then it's considered a bila of znus. The Gemara infers that Rabbi Meir's expression of koa poches, anyone who attempts to reduce, means afil b'tanai, even through a tanai, and is not successful. It seems that Rabbi Meir holds that the tanai is batal, and she still gets the full amount, and yet, since he said to a besua, you only have a mana, well, some chadaita v'havyala b'ilasel b'ilaznus. She feels insecure about receiving the full amount, and the relations are considered a bia of znus. The Gemara questions this, since we've learned that Rabbi Meir holds, kol masna al-masha kasa b'torah tana bato. If anyone makes a tanai against what's written in the Torah, the tanai is batal, but with respect to the Rabbanans, the tanai stands. So why does Rabbi Meir hold that a tanai regarding the ksuba does not stand if a ksuba is at the Rabbanan? Rabbi answers, Rabbi Meir holds that a ksuba is a deraisa. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Ravin asks, Niknas halachupa v'lanivola mahu. What's the halacha according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah if the kala entered the chupa but did not have bia with a chasan? When Rabbi Elazar said that only a nesu is entitled to the Tosefta's ksuba, is it because chiba's chupa kona, the affection that results from the chupa, is what acquires the Tosefta's for her? Or is it because chiba's bia kona, it's the affection that comes from the bia that acquires the Tosefta's for her? The Gemara brings a proof from a brisa that states the reason for Rabbi Elazar's ruling is shul kasavla ela chiba's laila harishon, because he wrote the Tosefta's for her only on the affection that occurs the first night. Now this makes sense if one says chiba's chupa kona, for that's why it said the first night, since the night they enter the chupa is always the first night. But if one says chiba's bia kona, then does bia only happen on the first night and not afterwards? Not at all, since sometimes it takes place on a subsequent night. This answer is unsuccessfully challenged. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah said that a chassan can reduce the amount in the ksuba by having the kal write a receipt that she has been partially paid. The Gemara infers that this works because it was written down, aval al peh, lo, but if she was mochel part of the payment orally, the reduction would not take effect, and ask why. Davar shebamamonu, it's a monetary matter, and we've heard that Rabbi Yudah holds davar shebamamon to nol kayim. With respect to a monetary matter, a tanai stands, even if it contradicts what's written in the Torah. For it was taught in the Brice, if one says to a woman, your mukadesh is to me on condition that you shall have no claim upon me, for share ksusva una, food, clothing, or marital relations, harza mukadesh is to no batal. She is thereby mukadeshes and the tanai is batal, divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah says, bedavar shebamamon to nol kayim. With respect to a monetary matter, the tanai stands. So why does Rabbi Yudah say that the woman must write a receipt instead of waving the ksuba orally? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yudah holds that a ksuba is derabbanan, The Chachamim asu chizuk divrem yosim mishal Torah, and the Chachamim strengthened their enactments more than they did to obligations from the Torah. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis, where Meir said that if one attempts to reduce the amount of the ksuba, harzo bila znus, then it's considered a bila of znus. The Gemara infers that Reb Meir's expression of koa poches, anyone who attempts to reduce, means afil b'tanai, even through a tanai, and is not successful. It seems that Reb Meir holds that the tanai is batal, and she still gets the full amount, and yet, since he said to a basua, you only have a mana, well, some chadaita v'havya l'bilaso b'laznus. She feels insecure about receiving the full amount, and the relations are considered a bia of znus. The Gemara questions this, since we've learned that Reb Meir holds, kol masna al-masha kasba Torah tana batal. If anyone makes a tanai against what's written in the Torah, the tanai is batal, but with respect to the Rabbanans, the tanai stands. So why does Rabbi Meir hold that a tanai regarding the ksuba does not stand if a ksuba is at the Rabbanan? My answer is Reb Meir holds that a ksuba is a deraisa. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Nun Vav, and this was suggested to us way back in Maseches Brachos when we had the Choose the Simon contest, where people had an opportunity to suggest simon to be used as we go through Shas. So Nun Vav was suggested to us by Rabbi Shlomo Weissman from Passaic, New Jersey, and by Rabbi Moshe White from Edmonton, Alberta. They both suggested that Nun Vav is a shusher in shul, going nunu, nunu. So here goes. The shusher in shul shouted nunu to the chasen, dreaming about the chibas chuppah of the first night, when he saw the kala writing a receipt for partial payment of the ksuba, and told him he can't reduce the ksuba amount since the ksuba is a deraisa. So once again in slow motion, the shusher in shul shouted nunu. Shusher in shul shouting nunu. That must be round off nun vav. The shusher in shul shouted nunu to the chasen, dreaming about the chibas chuppah of the first night, which reminds us, Ravin asks, Niknas ala chuppah vo nivala mahu. What is the halacha according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari if the kala entered the chuppah but did not have bia with the chasen? When Rabbi Elazar said that only a nesuah is entitled to the sefes ksuba, is it because chibas chuppah kona, the affection that results from the chuppah, is what acquires the sefes for her? Or is it because chibas bia kona, it's the affection that comes from the bia that acquires the tosefes for it? The Gemara brings a proof from a brisa that states the reason for Boaz's ruling is shulkatzavla ela chibas laila harishon, because he wrote the tosefes for her only on the affection that occurs the first night. This makes sense if one says chibas chuppah kona, for that is why it said the first night, since the night they enter the chuppah is always the first night, whereas bia can be on subsequent nights. So the shusher and shul shed it nunu to the chasen, dreaming about the chibas chuppah of the first night, when he saw the kala writing a receipt for partial payment of the ksuba, which reminds the review that says that a woman must write a receipt instead of waiving the ksuba orally, even though he holds davar shebamamon tanai kayam. With respect to a monetary matter, a tanai stands, even if it contradicts what's written in the Torah, because he holds that a ksuba is a derabanan. V'chamim asu chizuk divrem yosim mishal Torah. The chamim strengthened their enactments more than they did to obligations in the Torah. So the shusher and shul shouted nunu to the chasen, dreaming about the chibas chuppah of the first night, when he saw the kala writing receipt for partial payment of the ksuba, and told him he can't reduce the ksuba amount since the ksuba is a deraisa. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis, where Meir said that if one attempts to reduce the amount of the ksuba, harzo bi'ilas znus, then it's considered a bi'ilas znus. The Gemara infers that Meir's expression of koa poches, anyone who attempts to reduce, means afil b'tanai, even through a tanai, and is not successful. Meir says that a tanai regarding the ksuba doesn't stand because he holds that a ksuba is a deraisa. And koa masna al-masha kasba Torah, tanai batal. If anyone makes a tanai against what's written in the Torah, the tanai is batal. So once again, the shusher and shul shouted nunu to the chasen, dreaming about the chibas chuppah of the first night, when he saw the kala writing a receipt for partial payment of the ksuba, and told him he can't reduce the ksuba amount since the ksuba is a deraisa. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Nun Beis. So the simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be one Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit laughed when he received a ransom note for 10 times his wife's value, which reminds us we have Malkokas regarding how much ransom one can pay for his wife who was captured. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit laughed when he received a ransom note for 10 times his wife's value, because he knew she was being held in a jail that was destined to be inherited by her sons as Ksubas Benin Dechrin, which reminds us Ksubas Benin Dechrin is one of the Tanai Ksuba and was instituted so that a man will jump and write a large dowry for his daughter as if she were her son. It ensures that his property will be passed on to his descendants. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit laughed when he received a ransom note for 10 times his wife's value, because he knew she was being held in a jail that was destined to be inherited by her sons as Ksubas Benin Dekhrin, after his father-in-law had given him the property as a dowry equal to 1/10 of his estate, which reminds the Gemara how much of one's possessions should be committed to the dowry. Abai and Rava both said, Adli Isur Nichse, up until 1/10 of one's possessions. Dafnun Gimel, so the Simmer Dafnun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The son who bought an extravagant Nigerian prince outfit. Nigerian prince outfit? That must mean we're on Dafnun Gimel. The son who bought an extravagant Nigerian prince outfit from the funds he received from his mother's ksubas Benin Dekhrin after she sold her ksuba to her husband, which reminds us, Rava asks, Mocher ksuba salabal, what's the halacha? If a woman sells her ksuba to her husband, is it more like selling it to others or to waiving it for her husband? After Rava asked this, he answered his own question that it's like one who sells it to others, in which case she does not lose the ksubas benin dekhrin. So the son who bought an extravagant Nigerian prince outfit from the funds he received from his mother's ksubas benin dekhrin after she sold her ksuba to her husband did not bury his arusa, which reminds us, Rav Hoshaya explained the reason that one is not chayv to bury his arusa is, for I cannot apply to her when you marry another man, you may take what is written for you. Rashi explains that the Tanai ksuba only go into effect when she's able to marry someone else after being divorced or widowed from him. Until then, he's not obligated to her, and he does not, so to speak, inherit anything from her. Therefore, he's not chayv to bury her, which is a Tanai in return for inheriting her. So the son who bought an extravagant Nigerian prince outfit from the funds he received from his mother's ksubas benin dekhrin after she sold her ksuba to her husband did not bury his arusa, whom had been supported from her father's estate because he didn't want to throw his money away until he decided to take her in Nisuin, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said it's more logical that an arusa receives support from her father's estate after erison, since the husband has not yet decided to take her Nisuin, he will not want to throw away his money for nothing. Daf Nun Dalet. So the simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The pasta chef's almana had her clothing with the noodle patterns on them. Pasta chef, noodle patterns? That must be more on Daf Nun Dalet. The pasta chef's almana had her clothing with the noodle patterns on them deducted from her ksuba, which reminds us, as the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether an almana's clothing is deducted from her ksuba and whether the same is done for the clothing of a lakid, a field hand. So if the pasta chef's almana had her clothing with the noodle patterns on them deducted from her ksuba, which had been extremely high because he had added 100 mana on it, which reminds us, the opening mission of the fifth parak states, even though they said a basul collects 200 zuz and an almana collects a mana, if he wishes to add to the ksuba even 100 mana, he may add. The Gemara asks why the Mishnah must teach this, since this is obvious, and answers, you might have thought kitzutza of the Rabban shalavayshas misha enlo, that the Rabban instituted a fixed amount for all ksuba so as not to embarrass one who does not have the ability to add on to the ksuba. Therefore, the Tana is teaching that one may increase the amount. So the pasta chef's almana had her clothing with the noodle patterns on them deducted from her ksuba, which had been extremely high because he had added 100 mana on it before she depleted most of it as a meretis, since the rule is tanai ksuba kaksuba dami, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yonai that tanai ksuba kaksuba dami, a tanai in the ksuba is like the ksuba itself. This ring has 14 nafkaminas, one of them being lagabe amaretis, a rebellious woman. Rashi explains that in a case when a wife refuses to have relations with her husband, Basin reduces her ksuba a certain amount each week. Since the tanai ksuba are considered the ksuba, the reduction continues until these additional amounts are depleted. Daf Nun Hey. So the simmer Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The man pulled over for a speeding. Speeding? That must be more than Daf Nun Hey. Speed limit sign of 55. The man pulled over for speeding on his way to Mas Mechasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dekhrin from sold properties, which reminds us, it's a machlokes between the academies of Bukhmedisa Mas Mechasya whether a ksubas benin dekhrin can be collected from lien properties sold by the father. In Pupendisa, they say they cannot be collected, since they understand the ksubas benin dekhrin as a form of inheritance, whereas Mas Mechasya, they say they can collect it, since a ksubas benin dekhrin is a collection of a debt. So the man pulled over for speeding on his way to Mas Mechasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dekhrin from sold properties, tried to buy off the cop by telling witnesses Kisva v'chismu v'havule, which reminds us the fourth machlokes between the academies of Upumbadisa and Masmachasya, is regarding the following. If one said to witnesses, Kisva v'chismu v'havule, write and sign a document and give it to him, which Rashi explains to mean that he's giving some land to a certain recipient, they disagree where there was no kinyan done. In Upumbadisa, they said that it's not necessary to consult with him before giving the document to the recipient, whereas those Masmachasya say that it is necessary for the witnesses to ask the donor if he has had a change of mind. The Gemara concludes that it is necessary to ask the donor before delivering the document to the recipient. So the man pulled over for speeding on his way to Masmachasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dechrin from sold properties, try to buy off the cop by telling witnesses kis v'chismu v'havule, writing him over the field that he received as a present from a shchimera, who also gave it to him with a kinyan, which reminds us, it was stated matnas shchimera shekasba kinyan regarding a gift of a person on his deathbed, in which it was also written that the gift was given with a kinyan. Rav holds that he gave his gift with two powers, that he made his gift like the gift of a healthy person and like the gift of a shchimera. Each has a benefit. Shmuel said he didn't know how to judge this case. Shemelo gamro haknosa el bishtar ve'ein shtar lachermisa, for perhaps the sick person only had mind to affect the transfer to the kinyan suitor with a shtar, and a kinyan suitor with a shtar cannot affect the transfer after death. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you have a question with, the chibas chupakona or chibas biakona, regarding the Tosefes Ksuba, that's on Daf Nun Vav. Good, number 2. Which stuff do you win that Tanai Ksuba Kaksuba Dami and a Meredis would have monies reduced weekly from her Tosefes Ksuba, that's on Daf Nun Dod. Good, number 3. Which stuff do you win Makos regarding how much ransom one should pay for a captured wife, that's on Daf Nun Beis. Good, number 4. Which stuff we have machlokes whether the ksubas benin dechrin is an inheritance or a collection of a debt, that's on Daf Nun Hey. Good, number 5. Which of the one the Reb Meir holds, the ksuba is the raisa, which is why the chosin cannot reduce the ksuba, that's on Daf Nun Vav. Good, number 6. Which of the one Reb Yudah holds, that a kal must write a receipt for partial payment of the ksuba, because chacham yu'asu chizuk v'divrehem, that's on Daf Nun Vav. Good, number 7. Which of the one of a person says to Adim, write and sign a document and give it to him, without performing a kinyan, the witnesses must check if the donor had a change of mind before giving it to the recipient. That's on Daf. Nun Hey. Good, number 8. Which stuff they have a question of an Arus is Chayiv to bury his Arusa. That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good, number 9. Which stuff we discuss the intent of a Shchimera who gave the gift with a kinyan. That's on Daf. Nun Hey. Good, and number 10. Which stuff do we have a question whether a woman who sells her ksuba to her husband loses the ksuba benin dechrin? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.